Hey everybody, it's Ebony with the Emissary Group. I'm back with another episode. This is a question I asked on May the 3rd, and it was, can you truly be happy without money? To my surprise, a lot of people said yes. And I was astonished when I saw that many adults saying yes to this question. And I do want to say this. I can say that money does not buy happiness. It does not buy happiness. What money does is it creates experiences and memories for years to come. And it allows you to experience different things on different levels. And if you'll notice, people with more money experience more things than people who have a lack of money. Okay, so let's get that in our brains. One of the people that commented to this, he made reference to the fact of how his child is a child and she's just flourishing and she doesn't care about money and things like that. That's understandable, but you're a parent providing her a lifestyle and you have cash on hand. So you being able to provide for her with the money you have is making her living situation comfortable to where she doesn't have a care in the world. Okay, let's get that understood. We have to have income to live. And a lot of times we feel as though being prosperous or wealthy is evil, and that's not the case. We were not sent here to struggle. You're not just supposed to rest in peace. You know, living in peace is an option too, right? You don't have to just rest in peace. Like, you don't have to live holy, poor, and low on earth to get to heaven. God wants you to prosper here and be rich here. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to walk the streets of gold. You can paint your driveway gold. You know, so like, I want us to get out of that mindset, because if we envy and we hate the wealthy and the rich and we act like, oh, they have too much and they're greedy, how will you ever have access to more if all you do is complain about people that have more money than you? Think about it. The time you spend complaining and worried about the next man's money, you could been and ran up a few checks. You see what I'm saying? And we got to change the focus, and we got to hold ourselves accountable. Change the focus and hold yourself accountable. You're responsible for the situation that you're in today, whether you up, down, or you in the middle. Hold yourself accountable. Take responsibility for your situation. Slavery happened. Yes, it did. Racism exists. Yes, it does. African American people were not the only people that's enslaved. Okay? We have to flourish in spite of. Because even though we went through all what we went through, whether it be slavery or just your day-to-day life, you still here. Every day you get up is an opportunity, okay? And don't worry about what tomorrow brings. It's a whole nother set of issues coming for tomorrow already. Don't worry about that. What can you do today? And take small steps. You have 365 days. You got 24 hours in a day. You ain't got to do everything in one day. You ain't got to do it all right now. You could take small steps. One email, read one book, research one bit of information. Learn something every day. Absorb a piece of new information every day. Let it be a goal for you. Read one page. Listen to one positive affirmation. You know what I mean? Eat one apple. An apple a day keep the doctor away. Now, all I'm saying is take responsibility for your life and your circumstances. Because, to be honest with you, my blessing or my income, it doesn't take away from you. The same thing with Bill Gates. Bill Gates being rich don't stop you from being rich. Him being wealthy don't stop you. And that's what we have to understand. One person's blessing doesn't take away from you. It's enough for all of us to flourish. Okay? So look into that. Can you truly be happy without money? I say no. Because if I'm hungry and I can't get nothing to eat, I'm worried and I'm not happy. I need a sandwich or something. If my mortgage don't get paid, I'm upset. I need a check or something. If my little girl can't get what she want, I ain't feeling it. I need a check or something. Okay? So, all I'm saying is get your check up. Don't count nobody else's money, because then that way you ain't able to count your money if you count their money. Run your check up. Hold yourself accountable. Take responsibility for your current situation. If it ain't what you want it to be, change it. It's up to you. You got all this control over your life. And all you want to do is sit up and complain about Trump and the system. No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear nothing about the system. I don't want to hear nothing about slavery. I don't want to hear nothing about racism. None of it. You just run your check up. Period. That's all for this episode. I was just trying to talk. I'm not trying to get preachy. Can you truly be happy without money? Let's be prosperous this year. Let's do some different things to get some different results. I'll catch y'all on the next episode. Bye.